A debut novel by a young Latino writer, We the Animals, made a splash in literary circles when it was published in 2011. An autobiographical story about preteen brothers and their turbulent home life, it seemed an unlikely candidate for film adaptation. But critic Bob Mondello says We the Animals has become a haunting fever dream of a movie.
A hot summer in upstate New York, three shirtless boys running wild the way kids do. Jonah's the youngest, the storyteller.
Us three.
Scribbling in his journal about wanting more, more volume.
Us kings.
More muscles, more time with Manny and Joel.
Us brothers.
The three of them so inseparable they often seem a single organism, bouncing off the walls, tearing across a field, baying at the moon, turning every flat object in the house into a drum. And when all of that gets old, huddling under a sheet, whispering.
Body heat. Body. Body. Body.
Childhood is a magical time for these three, and a complicated time, too, as they're sons of a mixed-race couple who've moved upstate looking for a good life that hasn't really materialized. Dad's Puerto Rican and a night watchman. Mom's white and works in a bottling plant. Dead-end jobs, struggling to make ends meet, was not the plan.
Take it, papito, come on.
While Mom and Dad are crazy in love, they're also fighters. She protective.
This truck, it doesn't even have enough seatbelts to protect your family.
He rough and tumble, sometimes just rough.
Okay.
Why you gotta do something like
you
this?
Win.
Left to their own devices, the boys have to figure out what's happening when, say, Dad leaves after one fight that left Mom bruised.
Will you get up today? How do I look? Purple. Raised Torah.
That rates a note and an illustration in Jonah's journal, scribbled by flashlight after his brothers are asleep, and animated with scratchy pen drawings as the film lets the scenes in Justin Torres' autobiographical novel surface and recede the way memories do. Filmmaker Jeremiah Zagar is a documentarian making his first fiction feature here, working with youngsters who'd never acted before, and creating a dreamlike narrative where Jonah's carousing merges with his fantasies about adulthood and his confusion over things his parents say and do, Dad loving and leaving, Mom loving and clinging.
Promise me you'll stay mine forever.
How?
Simple. You're not 10. You're 9 plus 1. Next year you'll be 9 plus 2.
Why?
You'll be telling them that no matter how old you are, you are your mom's baby boy.
She hugs him close.
I remember your heart inside me. Ticking like a bomb.
Ticking like a bomb. That's quite the image. And applies equally well to Jonah at age 9. Ticking like a bomb with budding sensual feelings and the realization that there are ways in which he is not like his brothers. We the animals are about to grow up. Grow to be men. Grow, in the case of journal-keeping Jonah, perhaps to be a writer who'll capture this summer when things began to change and make it intense, scary, ecstatically lyrical. I'm Bob Mondello.